Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Folks, you know my next guest from Silicon Valley, Eternals, and The Big Sick. His new show is Welcome to Chippendales.
All right, it's on. What's about to occur is what's known as a snowball fight. Okay? Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Come on, Steve. Come on. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come on. Okay. Where's your snowball, Steve?
Okay, that's enough.
I don't see you.
Okay.
Stop. Come on, Steve.
Okay, that's enough. I don't want to play anymore. Please, step it up. I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play anymore. Stop, please. Stop.
Come on.
I said I'm finished.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Kumail Nanjiani.
Wow. Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, no. Yeah, isn't that pleasant? Thank you. We'll just gesture each other for the entire thing. Is that... No.
Oh, please.
No.
I haven't even started talking, and I've already...
Peaked.
Said the F word on the clip.
I know. It's fine. We can say that on CBS Now.
You can?
No.
Awesome.
We have not spoken since the Zoom days because, you know, Zoom. But it's lovely to have you back in the theater. How you been?
I've been good. I've been really good. That was such a wonderful little... I think back on quarantine days and... That's one of, like, the good memories, was talking to you and talking about how you were doing with bread.
But it was really on. That was back when people, like, early on in COVID, when people still cared about sourdough and stuff like that.
Yeah, because we
were... I was literally doing it from my house back in the day.
Right, yeah. And you had, like, a starter. You were a little bit frustrated. It wasn't coming out
wasn't
right.
Wasn't working.
And I was like,
all.
It's okay, Stephen. We'll be back in the world next week. And That's what we all thought.
That was 2.5 years ago, Kumail Nanjiani.
Was it really?
Yes.
My God, wow. No, it's great to be back. I mean, I haven't been able to, you know, come to New York very much. I used to live here.
I know. Do you like New York?
I love it. Yeah. I used to live in Brooklyn, in Bushwick was the part of Brooklyn.
Sure, and
it was
familiar, like... Yeah. Yes.
Bushwick's in the house.
Yeah.
And it was kind of rough. Not, like, scary rough. It was, like, weird rough when I lived there.
What do you mean?
Like, I swear this is true. One time I saw a guy on my street... catching pigeons with his bare hands and stuffing them into his pockets. Like some sort of horrible reverse magician.
I hope that's what he was. I hope he didn't work at a restaurant.
Yeah, he might have been.
Yes.
Because I was the only one staring at him. Everyone else was just walking by like, oh, there's old pigeon pockets. Doing what he do. Don't look at him. You'll make him self-conscious.
Yeah, maybe he's saving pigeons from something.
It didn't seem like he was saving pigeons from anything. They didn't seem into it, and I swear he got on his bike, and as he was riding, there were just these, like, huge pigeon pockets, and he was just riding down the streets of Bushwick.
That sounds like you need special pants for that.
Yeah, he had his pigeon-catching pants on.
Now, these days, you live in Los Angeles.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. You had to move out there when you got the abs, right? Physically.
That's
you literally, they made you leave New York.
Yeah, they revoke your license. And they're like on a plane to LA with all the other vapids.
You can still have substance and abs.
I'm only 20% less funny, but, you know, it's a good trade-off.
I keep telling Evie, that's why I don't get abs. I can't afford to lose
20%. Yeah, totally. You got to do this every day. You can't lose 20%. That's huge.
You recently moved into a new house, I understand. Did you and your lovely wife, Emily, did you do the packing yourself or did you bring in people? Like, how stressful were you willing to make it for yourself?
So we packed, we had people pack for us, except the things that are closest to me, most important. which was my action figure collection.
You have an action figure collection. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, man,
enthusiastic person out there.
Yeah, man.
How extensive are we talking?
Not that expensive. Just like, you know, action figures. They're not like pieces of jewelry. They're like, you know.
Some of them are like one of a kind. Some of the, you know.
I didn't have any of those. But I have, you know, I've got Batman, Ghostbusters, Batman fan. I see Bruce Wayne sitting there. Yeah, we love Batman, don't we? He does good work.
Why was this? Was that part stressful?
It was, because, you know, you lose the little batarang. That's a very hard thing to get again. You can't, like, just...
Oh, and then you've increased the value of the resale value of your Batman.
Well, I'm not reselling it.
Not yet.
For me, but I want... What's Batman going to do without his batarang in a fight? He has no superpowers. He has to rely on his expensive gadgets.
Well, you know who has superpowers? I did not actually know this existed, but I suspected that there was a... Since you brought it up... That you had your own action figure. This is you as Kingo from the Eternals.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that. That must be a pretty exciting thing.
It is. That's a big booger my character has pulled out of his nose. Look at that.
Look at that.
It's especially cool to me because.
Sorry.
What did you do?
I did nothing.
That's mine.
Everything.
I brought that in.
This must have been a pretty exciting one.
It was, because I've been collecting action figures since I was a little kid. You know, I started with He-Man. I would get the toys, but I would only get the good guys.
So you wouldn't get Skeletor?
No, I didn't want to support the bad guys' cause. Because in my head, I thought all proceeds were going to fund the actual war effort. Like, my friend would be like, I just got the new Skeletor. And I'd be like, how could you, man? After all that King Randor has done for the land of Eternia.
Let me ask you something. Did He-Man live? Does Skeletor have the skull-shaped castle? Or was He-Man have the skull-shaped castle?
It's weird. He-Man has the skull-shaped
castle. Castle Grayskull.
Castle Grayskull.
Why does He-Man have the skull-shaped castle? That doesn't seem to fit.
No.
Is he the baddie?
No, he's not the baddie. How dare you?
I'm a little old for He-Man.
Well, you might relate to this, then. I also have a bunch of Lord of the Rings figures. I know you're a big...
So do I, baby.
Do you?
Oh. Name it.
Okay, so...
I got the full-size Sauron. I got the full-size Balrog, you know?
Full-size?
Not full-size, but like... like the maquette, like the big maquette and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Weta Workshop and everything.
8-story tall.
I got every single one of the commemorative mugs that came out from Burger King.
Wow.
Yeah, so they all link together around a central ring, and then it plays the theme song.
But it doesn't feel like... How would you drink from 8 linked mugs?
It's not important that you drink them from
them. Okay.
It's important that you have them.
I have
9. Technically, there are 9.
There are 9.
Yeah.
One for each ring that the humans had?
Maybe, or the 9 of the Fellowship.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
You don't have to apologize at all.
Out of my depth.
What do you have? What figures do you have in Lord of the Rings?
I have Gothmog. Do you know Gothmog?
Gothmog is Lieutenant of Morgul.
Yes! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ordered the first shot fired at the Battle of Asgiliath. You know,
yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah, sure, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I have him.
Yes.
We
bring up the wolf's head.
That guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know what
I do. I do a few impressions.
Okay,
I do Nixon and I do Gothmog.
Which one's more evil?
It's
a tie.
Yes, exactly.
We watch. You know, Emily and I watch the extended editions of those movies every Christmas to New Year's. We watch all 3 of them every year.
That is fantastic. I'm going to insist that I do that with my wife this year.
They're really...
And if she won't do it, can I come over to your place? Because that really sounds like a lot
Please,
of fun.
Please, you can hold Gothmog while you do it. Bring your 9 cups.
I will.
You know what I find interesting about those movies? I don't know if you can relate. I'm sure you've read the books a bunch of times, too. Is every time I watch those movies, it's like a Rorschach test of... It magnifies whatever is happening in the world. And it
sure,
really
you can apply the world onto the
It
movies.
Really feels like it. Yes. So, like, you know, in like 27, 2018, when the movies like our shadow rises in the East, I'm like, yeah, it does.
Yes.
I don't know what's gonna defeat the shadow politically. You know, I was very, very scared. Mm-hmm. And actually in 2019, this is completely true, I'm talking about, you know, politically, I couldn't finish the movies because I was like, the idea of good winning out didn't feel realistic to me. And so
as opposed to the rest of the movie, it feels completely realistic.
Yeah, I couldn't finish him. But, you know, I was wrong because, you know, a new day will come. And when the sun rises...
True. Right.
Mm-hmm. When the sun rises, it will shine out the clearer.
Matt.
I can quote a lot of Samwise's quotes from the movie.
Sure, sure. You make a good Samwise.
You think so?
Yeah, you seem like someone who would not have an egotistical approach to service and have a sweet heart.
I would take a bullet for you, Stephen.
I'm glad you're here with me, Kumail. Here at the end of all things. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Kumail Nanjiani.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back here with the star of Welcome to Chippendales, the fabulous Kumail Nanjiani. Look how excited people are to see Kumail Nanjiani. The new show is called Welcome to Chippendales.
And
you play the founder of Chippendales. What was his name?
Steve Banerjee. It was Showman Banerjee, but he changed his name to Steve Banerjee.
Who is this guy and how did he start Chippendales? Because we all know Chippendales. It created sort of the modern male meat market dancing with the collars and just the cuffs.
Yeah, so everybody knows, obviously, you know, that's what Chippendales is. But the guy who started it, I didn't know this, was this nerdy immigrant from India. He just had this idea. And
had this idea? Like, where did he get this idea?
Well, in the show, he gets the idea. He goes to a gay bar, and he sees sort of people dancing on the catwalk. And he's like, oh, I could make money doing this. Because he sees he's with a girl and she, like, really loves it. And he understands that it's at the point in history with, like, women's lib and everything that finally he could capitalize on the fact that women didn't have a space where they could express a part of themselves publicly, you know? Mm-hmm. And it felt like it was ready to happen. So he got this idea. He started doing it. But then behind the scenes of it, there's a lot of murder that happens. People...
Really?
Multiple murders happen behind the scenes of Chippendales. And I'll say, you know, you saw those two characters in the beginning of the segment. Me and Murray Bartlett plays Nick DeNoia. He's sort of the art guy and I'm the money guy. In real life, both those guys are, spoiler alert, dead and not of natural causes. So it's a really wild story of these two guys really, like, going at it until nothing left.
Wow. Does Chippendales still exist?
Yeah, Chippendales is still around.
Okay.
There's a big one in Vegas that people go to, but...
I should go to that then.
Have you ever been?
No, I actually never been. Is it fun?
It's so fun. It's really fun. I like...
I haven't been to a lot of bachelorette parties. That's my problem.
Yeah, you gotta fix your life. I like that one person like wooed, expecting the entire crowd to, and they were like, "Whoa, oh no, we're not doing that here. That's not happening."
Well, you executive produce this, as does your wife Emily.
Yeah,
I've worked with my wife Ev a little bit, and
it's
gone very well. How about for you? Because some people find a little tension in working with their spouse. How do you deal with that? Do you have any advice?
Well, I mean, we've learned some stuff. You know, we wrote The Big Sick together. We've
course,
done this
yeah.
together. We've done a lot of stuff together. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I just wanted slightly more applause for The Big Sick than male stripping. And I feel like I pulled that off.
Sure, yeah.
It's you know, the hard thing about work, because we write together, the professional and the personal can get mixed up. So, like, if we're coworkers and we're arguing... There's a certain ceiling that the argument can get to.
Sure.
But it can get really personal if you're right, you know? Like, like...
This person knows everything about
you. They know
you.
Everything. And it could really go there. So she's like, oh, you don't like the scene I wrote? Well, remember 3 years ago, you said I was turning into my mom. So it can... It can really go.
Gotta be careful with that.
So we have specific rules where we have to really, like, separate it. And the other thing we do is, you know, we have to... if we're just hanging out and it's not, like... We do work hours. So at 5 p.m., we can't talk about work anymore. And
do you obey that?
Like, we do. Yeah. We obey it. And if we're watching something and she gets an idea after 5, you have to ask the other person permission to talk about work. And the other person can say no.
So how might I give you an example? I'm you and you're her. Like, well, how's that? How would you ask?
Oh, okay. Hey, honey.
Yes, darling.
Pause. I have an idea about work. Can I say something? Can I bring it up? Unpause. Wow. That's a lot. That is exactly how it goes.
That's how it goes?
Yeah, that is kind of how it goes a lot, because you just have to, you know, I don't know about you. You do this every day.
Sure.
For me, this is getting a little personal. I realized I spent too much of my life worrying about work and not worrying about my life. Like, I hadn't prioritized, you know, my personal life and stuff. And so this really helps me try and be, you know, a good husband and gain satisfaction from outside work, from being a good husband, from being a good friend, from doing stuff around the house, from dusting Gothmog's hand, you know? It's deformed.
Sure.
And so this stuff really helped me, like, keep things in balance.
It is really important. It takes a few years. It takes actually a certain amount of success before you can actually look and say, like, oh, I've thrown too much at this. And good for you for realizing that you've actually got to draw some boundaries for yourself.
Well, good for Emily for saying it many times for years.
Good for her. Good to see you. Welcome to Chiplendales is available on Hulu. Kumail Nanjiani, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so's
okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.